It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
I think I've answered your question.
President Biden briefed at the time.
Again, I've answered your question. If you have another one, I'm happy to answer it.
Oh, she's going to be in great shape today.
Oh, gee. Well, she may have to cover for what the president says. One never knows.
Clean up aisle three.
Wow.
That'll be Jen Psaki after the... Did you hear what they're calling this thing?
We just looked up at the TV monitor and said, what, are they just going to forget the first year existed?
The speech today is called The Reset.
Yeah.
We screwed things up so badly, we get a mulligan.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden gets to reset the American policy. Wow.
I like that. So we're going to just forget that the whole year took place.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah, but he'll be there. It's 4:30-ish. That's the early schedule. Normally, this kind of thing, a year in office, you talk about the great accomplishments, the achievements.
Well, he's sitting
on under 30% approval right now, according to most polls. Everything's messed up. So it's not going to be a bragging rights kind of thing. It's just going to be blaming and accusation and more threats.
I think,
who else going to be?
Yeah, I think his position's going to be, I have these wonderful ideas, like Build Back Better plan, which is going to cost, what did they say, $5 trillion by the time they were done. And the Republicans keep on getting in the way. I'm trying to pass the John Lewis voting rights bill. The Republicans shut it down.
Oh, that's another thing, too. By the time he starts this speech today, that thing will be dead in the water.
Yeah.
So he'll be even grumpier.
Yeah. So I think that's what he's going to do. He's going to take all of his points and he's going to say they're wonderful ideas and that they would benefit every American. It would bring the country together, Bill. But the Republicans are in the way.
Blame, threats, you know.
That's what he's going to do.
And the occasional gaffe thrown in.
Yeah. And well, you know what? He's had lots of time to practice. It's been March since he did a press conference.
Wow. Is that right? It's almost
March.
A year.
March.
Whew.
Yeah. I don't know.
I give him credit for one thing. We've been bellyaching for a real press conference. Well, all right. He's getting out there at a terrible time for them. Give him credit for that, at least.
Does he mention Ukraine? Because you said what?
Yes.
Antony Blinken's over there.
Yes.
Blinken his way into a war.
That may be it, by the way. And maybe the new focus is all on Russia. We need to unite against this. And as a big distraction play, it might.
Oh.
It really might be.
Boy, that's a bad move. Do we really want to go to war with Russia?
Oh, absolutely not.
No.
But the fact that Tony Blinken is over there scares the daylights out of me. Same guy that screwed up Afghanistan.
I'm trying to think of who they could have sent. They could have sent Dennis Rodman. He did wonders with North Korea.
He actually did.
You know? Let's be honest.
Do any worse than Tony Blinken.
Come on. Really. You know, who else? Who's going to, who did we just find out's going over to Russia? Kanye.
Kanye.
Maybe he could calm Putin down. who knows?
Put him in some Yeezys.
Hey.
Yeah.
You know, what, for as much as they're worth? Yeah, give him a lot of Yeezys. He'll be happy. Jeez. It's at 4:30 today. We'll hear what he has to say.
Right.
I can't wait. Not.
Other side of the world. Well, there's good and bad to talk about the Olympics. First of all, it's very bad that Beijing even has this. But the really bad part is what they're telling the new athletes heading over there.
Yeah, they're telling the athletes, at least the American ones, we're assuming it's anybody else from a free nation. Number one, do not bring your own personal cell phone. We are assuming that when you land, all of the information inside your phone will be stolen. This is what they're telling them.
Well, it already is if they're on TikTok.
Oh, so true. So true. And then they said on top of that, while you're there, please do not publicly say anything about human rights and about the Uyghurs and about what's going on in China, because we cannot guarantee you will not be arrested and thrown in prison, because we can't help you then.
Okay, hidden in that statement is also, we won't protect you.
True.
So U.S. security officials won't stand in the way of China again.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So don't disrespect China while you're... I mean, I can understand their point there. You don't come over here and tell us that the United States is a piece of crap while you're here competing.
Don't cause me trouble anyway. I get that part, but still.
You know, just keep your nose down. Do what you're there to do. Get the hell out of Dodge. I don't know. I'd be kind of concerned.
But bring a burner phone?
Bring a burner phone.
Wow.
That was the first thing they said. Bring a burner phone.
Okay.
Don't bring your own, because that we are under the assumption all of your information will be stolen. So, isn't that great?
Yeah, and they have the Olympics.
And they got the Olympics for the second time in so many years.
But there is some good news. Not enough to make me watch, but there's some good news. Jamaica's back.
I love it. It took them 24 years to get here, but the Jamaican bobsled team is back at the Olympics. Not only that, The country broke history, and they're making history at the Olympics because it's the first time ever that Team Jamaica is sending not only a four-man bobsled team, but a two-man bobsled team and a woman's monobob. I didn't know that's what it was called, but I guess that's what you call the single bobsled.
Excellent.
Isn't that amazing?
That's good for them.
So they qualified for all three. Where were the qualifiers? Where did they go for that?
I don't know.
They look like ice slides to me. That's about the only thing, the only way you can describe those things.
You don't have to do much, right? Just got to jump in there. Run as fast as you can.
Hop in. Well, yeah, they made it sound like it was easy and cool running. So I would assume you blink the wrong way, you slam into the wall at 100 and something miles an hour. They're going fast, those people. It's
imagine
crazy.
The brake guy is the most important guy.
Yeah.
No, you know what's even scarier? The luge. There's nothing surrounding you. You're on a tiny little sled, face first, doing about 100.
Yeah, no, I can't. That is the epitome of an adrenaline junkie. That in the high jumping, the ski jumpers.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys go, and women go like, I don't know, 500 feet in the air. What are they, crazy, if not higher? I'm like, that's nuts. Mm. All right, but another thing to watch, too, what did they call him? The Flying Tomato? Is that what his nickname
was? I think that was his nickname, yeah.
Sean White, at 35 years old, qualified for the Olympic snowboard team. He will be competing against kids his age at his first Olympics when he was 13. He was 13 years old at his first Olympics, and he still qualifies at 35.
Guy's a legend.
That's incredible.
It really is.
So let me ask you this. I mean, say you played hockey, and you got thrown on the ice, and Bobby Orr was still alive, and you had to do one-on-one with Bobby Orr. Does it scare you, or does it make you want to beat him more?
I suppose beat him more if you're an athlete. I don't know. Gordie Howe played when he was 50, 51.
Did he really?
Yeah. Oh, but with his kids.
That's amazing.
He played with his sons on the same line.
That's incredible. That's pretty cool. Did his dad beat him up? Like, if they didn't play well, did they get
know.
In the
Imagine
locker room
that.
And dad slapped him around a little bit? What are you doing?
We can only hope so. I don't know.
Wow.
All right, get to it. Who's this Russian you're rooting for there, Russia Jen?
She's a...
Mother Russia over there.
Oh, her last name is Valieva? Valieva?
It doesn't matter.
A couple of weeks ago, there was the European Classic was on for, you know, it's kind of like the world title. And this girl comes out from Russia and she skates and she's good. Then the little American girl comes out. She's 14 years old. She's from New Jersey and I can't think of her name. She's really good, but she doesn't, you can tell she's just not polished enough. And all of a sudden this other woman comes out. She starts skating. I'm like, oh my God, who is this girl? And then they tell me she's 15 years old. And she's won everything so far. She fell, and she still won. Usually, when you fall in figure skating, you get so many points against her. This girl is her last. What's her first name? I can't think of it, but it's Avilieva, I do believe is her last name. Go look her up. She's phenomenal.
And they dedicate their whole lives, their whole existence to this.
You know, you watch the looks on their faces when they're waiting for scores, and I'm thinking, does she think, you know what, I don't do really, really well. They're going to send me to some gulag somewhere.
Wow.
You know, makes you wonder.
I know.
I think they compete out of fear is why they're so good. Mm. But she's phenomenal. No one's going to beat her. That's my determination.
Other big event coming up. Would you give blood to get Super Bowl tickets?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what teams are in yet. I don't know.
I don't give blood that regularly.
And a Florida official's in trouble for snooping at his department's COVID records and ratting him out.
Oh, he's in big trouble, this guy.
I think it's big trouble.
Yeah, I think he's in big, big trouble.
He's from Orange County. We got that coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen. I'm Bill. Keep it here. News time's coming up, Karen. What are you working on now for 8:30?
Do you know this guy, Saturino de la Fuente Garcia?
Sounds like a race car driver.
No, he was the oldest man. He just died.
Oh.
At 112. He almost
You know that guy? Oh, he's dead. Good morning.
I do that to Bill all the time. Remember that person? They died. He's 112?
112. He almost made it 113. His birthday, February 11th.
Close
to
Billy's. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Wow.
No, that Japanese lady just died. She was like 120-something.
Oh, he was the oldest man.
Oh, well,
women,
see?
Women, yeah, live longer, I think. Yeah, yep. But can you imagine? So when this guy was born, we didn't have flights,
no.
Cars,
no.
Electricity, nothing.
Nothing like that.
Zero.
Jeez. How many world wars? Two world wars.
I think
two
we
world
had
wars.
Vending machines, though. But, yeah, I mean, it's just amazing. And then you've got the Queen Elizabeth. She's about to celebrate her platinum, her 75th jubilee on the throne.
Well, how old is he in years?
Him?
98?
Oof. What is she?
The Queen? Oh, yeah,
I think she's up there. 90. Yeah. I'll go find out. Go ahead. Talk. Yeah. Keep talking.
But what's funny is that now Prince Harry's foaming the runway because he cannot get Meghan to go with him to the Jubilee. So he's blaming the crown for not paying for their security for the kids.
All right. He's got a tunnel out of there. Just leave her.
The Queen is 95.
95?
95, okay.
Really? Oh, her husband was almost 100, Philip. And he.
Yeah, no, the only reason he stayed alive that long is he's always walked behind her. It's true. He never walked next to her. You can't. He couldn't because he wasn't on her scale as far as the royal palace was concerned.
Man.
Most emasculating relationship all the time until Harry and Meghan.
There you go.
So you're right.
He can't walk at all.
You know, when they were together, like in public appearances for official business, he was always standing behind her.
Wow.
Go look at pictures. Yeah. But in social settings, they were side by side. But
wow. Well, it's just amazing. And those people in Europe, they live a long time. Over here, we just stuff our faces with Big Macs.
You know what it is with the Queen? What does she have every night? A martini?
Yep.
They took it away from her, and she had to take a week off. Remember? They told her to have bed rest.
I think that she's been drinking red wine, though. Yeah. Well,
why?
Yeah.
Back to red wine?
She's good having something.
Don't ever mess with an old lady's routine.
No. Don't.
Well, any woman's routine. They don't have to be old.
So, anyone think that Meghan Markle will go to the Jubilee? Over in London,
they would probably
throw things at her, right?
No, I don't think they let her off a plane.
People would be unhappy with her over there.
They would snatch her and put her in the basement. She'd be in an Iron Maiden, tortured in the basement. Yeah, they still got that.
They hate her over there. You think she's hated over here? Go over there. Oh, my God.
They'd put her on the rack.
She'd be in the tower.
She went to Britain at 5'5". She left 5'8".
Yep. No.
I have a question, Karen. What is the news about again coming up?
I'm sorry.
I don't even know anymore.
It's all over the road.
That's fine. We might as well stick around. It's coming up in like 30 seconds.
It went on longer than the oldest guy in the world.
That's what it is. There we go.
Okay. Oh, the oldest guy in the world.
We'll see how did
we get on the Queen then?
I don't know.
We'll see at 8:30 for that. News Talk 850 WFTL. Another guy that may not be around long.
Who?
The director of the Florida Department of Health in Orange County.
Yeah, let me tell you, what this man did is so against everything that you would think of when you think of the health industry. Because whenever I think of doctors, I think of the Hippocratic Oath. And you know what? Whatever you say to your doctor should stay with your doctor until maybe a court of law shows up after you're 6 feet under. But what this guy did.
Dr. Raul Pino is
not
placed
good.
On administrative leave, but it may go deeper than that, because they got to make an example out of him. You can't have this.
Well, this guy is the top health official. He's the director of health for Orange County. Okay. He's now on administrative leave, as you said. What he did was he sent an email earlier this month to everybody in his staff that wasn't vaccinated. And he said, you need to be vaccinated. And the question would be, if you got an email like that from your boss, would your question be, how did you know? And that's what everybody asked. So what are they saying? That he, looked into medical records?
They're not saying exactly what he's accused of, but that's the only possible way that they could have. So everybody's ratting him out. He's a big job.
Wow.
It's an important job. It's high profile, and you can't have it. You're going to have to set a national example of this guy.
Well, if he broke HIPAA laws, how many times you go anywhere and they say, because of HIPAA laws, blah, 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 we can't share this and this and this. Well, this is your boss, which means he had to go into the medical records of all of his employees to find out which ones weren't vaccinated, right? How would you else know who was vaccinated and who wasn't? Then he was berating them all, telling them they had to get vaccinated. I'm thinking, that's not nice to begin with. But if he broke HIPAA laws, ooh, he's in big trouble.
Yeah.
Wow. So and I look at it this way. If you're a director of health for a county and you're looking to move, you may want to apply over in Orange County. I don't think he's going to be there much longer.
This is one that'll go to the governor's desk. He'll fire him. He would have to.
Well, you know, don't you think? He said in an email, too, he said the kids, the staff that wasn't vaccinated, they were pathetic and irresponsible. Can you imagine? Just the thought of how he treats his staff would get this guy fired. Never mind the fact that he went above and beyond and broke the law, if that's the case, allegedly looking at the medical files.
I mean, this may be, you may be looking at like jail time eventually on this.
Yeah. Well, if
it wouldn't let it go.
I don't think they're going to let it go either. It should be interesting, though. Oh, wow. That's kind of scary.
And how bad do you want to go to the Super Bowl?
I'd go because my brother's in California, and I'd sell the tickets and go see my brother. But,
see, that's an idea. If it's a high-demand game, you could sell the tickets. But if you give blood, you could be put into a drawing to go to the Super Bowl. Actually sounds like a nice weekend anyway. It's the Red Cross teaming up with the NFL.
That's sweet.
You donate blood, platelets, or plasma up until January 31st, you go into the drawing. The game is February 13th at SoFi Stadium. You would win the tickets, round trip flights to LA, 3-night hotel stay, and $500 in a gift card.
Wow. Well, you can get a couple of hot dogs and a couple of beers at the game. But that's pretty cool, though. I mean, if you've always wanted to go to the Super Bowl, that's one heck of a way to get there. Because tickets, usually if it's a high-profile game, as you said, what did they go for last year? They're expensive.
Well, even last year the was kind of like an outlier because they only had vaccinated health officials. Remember the ones they let in?
Oh, that was what it was. But yeah. on a typical year where there's two really good teams in the Super Bowl, what's a ticket cost?
I don't know. Probably over 1,000, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, so you could sell them. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and then usually by the time the game rolls around and everything's sold out, they're scalping them for three times that, if not more. So I bet you, though, that'd be like that winner you want to, they want a car, and they sold it right back.
Unbelievable. What an ingrate. I guess there's another prize package with this, too. It includes a laser projector, a screen, and speakers, so your home is ready for the game. So those are some of the lesser prizes.
Wow, what's a laser projector? I don't even know what those are.
To project the game.
Wow, that's
on a
pretty,
screen.
Oh, okay. So you could do it like on your pool screen.
Yeah,
that's exactly. Pretty cool. Oh, all right. I think I'd probably want that because you know I don't know I'm not crazy about L.A. and but I'd give you guys the ticket so you guys can go.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can fly out to L.A. I'll keep the laser TV thing.
Then I'd sell the tickets. All right, we got pot smoking candidates for the Senate in Louisiana. That's interesting.
You know what? I want this gentleman to win based on one point, that he'll light up a doobie in the chambers and then blow all the smoke in Nancy Pelosi's face.
Well, according to the video, I think he would do exactly that. That and a lot more, and it's coming up next. The East South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Thank you, Karen. See you for more news soon. News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the East South Florida Morning Show. While you were delivering that news update, some big news actually arrived from the U.K., the Prime Minister Boris Johnson just got before their parliament and announced, Jen, quote, the government will no longer mandate the wearing of masks anywhere.
Whoa.
In Britain.
He did that. Wow. So that means things must be phenomenal in Britain.
I don't know. There's going to be a meltdown, though.
Either that or everyone's been wearing cloth masks. And
yeah.
He's thinking it doesn't make a difference if you wear it anyway.
And I was wondering that when I was reading that.
Wow.
I wonder how much guidance they take from our CDC, because they have their own health departments and agencies, obviously,
right.
And what they know and what they don't know, and they could look at all of Europe. But yeah, our CDC very quietly said yesterday the cloth masks, oh, just kidding, aren't very effective.
Basically, they're useless.
Yeah.
So that mask you've been wearing all along isn't doing a darn thing for you.
But better than nothing, they say. And it was basically the statement was designed to promote the N95 masks, but 90% of the country wears the cloth kind because they're affordable.
Yeah, those N95 masks are expensive.
Yes,
you
they are.
Why your hospital bills are so much, you know, and you think, how many of those do nurses and doctors go through or hospital staff members? You know, I mean, they change them constantly because they have to. So, but Bernie Sanders, by the way, wants to give every American those masks whenever you need them on a continuing basis.
And we'll hand them out in breadlines.
Yeah, to the tune of like $5 billion. She's like, well, we need to spend the money.
Like,
okay, Bernie, whatever.
Spend it all, Bernie. Yeah.
Wow. That's kind of scary that all of a sudden that happened, though.
That's a big announcement. That's a big that's big news out of the UK because they have been mask crazy and lockdown crazy since this
lockdown
thing began.
Yeah. And what's France doing these days?
Don't know. I don't know what their state of affairs is like now.
They got that crazy president there, that Macron. That guy's a nut. Speaking of nuts, he was the one. What did he say? You're not a citizen if you're not vaccinated?
Yes.
To the people in France?
Yes.
Yeah, you're not that he's a citizen. Get out.
They'll probably be wearing masks and locking down for the longest. Well, besides Australia.
You know what worried me the most out of everything I heard yesterday? I guess it was the CEO of Moderna said by this time next fall, by the fall, I think, there'll be a flu shot, COVID booster combination.
All right. Well, good luck. If you want to get it, get it.
So I'm thinking, so fine. Are they going to force everybody to get a COVID shot and a COVID booster shot and a flu shot all at the same time?
I mean, they'll try.
Wow.
I think just people have just had enough. And it's starting here, too.
Wow.
Because if you guys, the UK starting that, too, very, very quickly, this is going to get across the water and people are going to say, okay, enough. No more of this.
Let me ask you this. The Olympics are when? Your birthday, February 3rd.
Yeah.
Are they all wearing masks while they compete?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
Well,
really,
while competing, depending on the sport, I don't know.
Holy cow.
But they're just getting that Delta variant now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And that's when they said they're not going to sell any. It's kind of like it was the last time. Where was it the last time? Remember, there was nobody in the Olympic Village. There was nobody could go. It was I felt bad for the
sad to watch.
Was it Japan?
I felt
bad.
Have been.
I felt bad for the athletes. And nobody there cheering them on. I'm thinking, this is terrible. Hmm. Well, that's big news, though. So what does the UK know that we don't know?
I don't know. That's, wow. I'm surprised they made that move. So glad to see it, though. So that'll be good. I don't know. In the meantime, over here, President Joe, yeah, first formal news conference of the year today, 4 p.m. Eastern-ish.
Get the popcorn ready and sit down and get ready for one hell of a show.
Not a lot of positives to talk about, so it'll probably... They're calling this the reset button. Like, literally, that's their term. All right, forget about that first year. That was our mulligan. Nothing went right.
So we're giving him a mulligan. So he's giving himself a mulligan is what you're saying, because
oh, yeah.
I don't think the American people are going to give him a mulligan. It's a reset button. A reset to what? Day one of last year, so I'm starting all over. Okay, what about all the stuff you screwed up this year, Joe? I just don't get this. Does he talk about how he's going to control inflation? Does he talk about the supply chain issue? Does he talk about COVID? Does he talk about the Ukraine? Does he talk about, I don't know, everything else in the world that's a disaster right now?
I don't know, but he's going to be speaking right when the first day of this debate on the so-called voting rights bill thing happens in the Senate, and that's not going to go well. So he's going to be mad, grumpy, yelling. I don't know.
Oh,
they didn't leak
blaming.
Any of the speech yet, though. Which they usually do.
Well, maybe later on in this morning it'll come out. It's just interesting, though. Because he's going to be angry and he's going to blame everybody else. He's going to blame the Republicans for not caring about the American people. It'll come down to the Republicans are really, really bad people. They don't want you to live and they want you to die. And that'll be what the message will be.
Sure.
Similar to that. Not in those words, but similar to that. He's so negative. I can't.
And we need to unite because Russia's a big threat again now. Well, you watch. You're going to start to see that happen now.
But you know what? You're right. If they get us into a war with Russia, here's the new shiny ball over here. Don't worry about how the, American economy's crumbling over here. Karen mentioned the stock market yesterday. Don't look at the stock market. This inflation issue is killing everybody. He doesn't care that the average American can barely afford to buy groceries now because food prices have gone through the roof. What did he do? He blamed the meat people. Oh, it's you. It's the meat industry. It's the cattlemen. It's your fault that meat's so expensive. No, Joe, it's your fault. Get your act together and start leading like you're supposed to.
I don't know what it's going to be like today. All I know is we're going to have some beautiful lowlights to play for you tomorrow.
Oh, the clown show is going to be great.
Oof.
I agree. It's going to be great.
All right. Wonderful. Usually politics is really boring to talk about, but it's going to be amazing heading into the fall because we've already seen some amazing commercials. That guy in Arizona... Flat out saying, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Got to keep an eye on that guy.
By the way, they won't let him play it anywhere on social media. He's being banned all over the place.
Really?
Yeah.
Already?
Already.
Well, he'll come up with something else. And now in Louisiana, we got this guy. He wants to legalize pot, and that's his main thing. And it's good. I mean, it's a good ad. It's effective.
And he's got a great name.
Yeah.
He's got a senator name, yeah.
Gary Chambers.
Yeah.
He's a Louisiana Senate candidate, and... I mean, the commercial starts off with him smoking a big blunt. This is exactly how it starts off.
It looks like a cigar. It's so big. It's big.
States waste $3.7 billion enforcing marijuana laws every year. Most of the people police are arresting aren't dealers, but rather people with small amounts of pot, just like me. I'm Gary Chambers, and I'm running for the U.S. Senate. And I approve this message.
And then you just show him sitting in a field. It's great.
Smoking his blunt.
It's right there on the Morning Show blog if you want to check it out. Diener found it right away.
Okay, so Nancy doesn't allow anybody to carry into the chambers.
Right.
She doesn't allow you to wear perfume or a cologne or whatever because it could screw up her nasal senses. So this guy wins. He shows up and lights up a blunt inside the chambers. I just want to see him, just blow smoke in her face, please. Give her a couple of shotguns. Maybe it'll make her feel better. She'll be a little friendlier.
I think this may be the first ever political ad where a guy's like smoking pot in the ad.
Yeah, you know what? But if I was thinking they were going to go get him because it's not legal in Louisiana. And all he has to say is, it wasn't pot. I'm smoking a cigar, idiots. It's just tobacco. They got to prove that it was
pot. Our production set was somewhere else.
Either that or, yeah. I filmed it in Colorado.
Yeah, exactly.
In the summer. That's why I was sitting out in a field.
God.
That's pretty amazing, though.
Yeah, we got that guy. All right, the Supreme Court justices argue and bicker just like people at your workplace. This is a great story.
It's a wonderful story is what it is, because it humanizes the Supreme Court.
It kind of does.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm not a big fan of Sonia, so I like it even more.
All right, get that more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show, keep it here. Karen's got more news coming up in 9 o'clock. What's going to be in that one?
Well, we could hear our national anthem soon, of course, at the Olympics a lot. But here in Florida, at sporting events, this Republican Senator Joe Gruters, he's sponsoring a bill that would require professional sports teams to play the anthem before any sporting event if the team enters into a contract with the state and has a financial commitment.
It's interesting, though, because I don't know. Maybe they do it at some high schools in some areas. But what pro sporting events don't play the national anthem? I'm curious. I wonder what led to this.
I don't see the anthem anymore, so I don't know.
Yeah, they don't televise it.
They don't play it anymore.
Right. Well, I don't. Hmm.
Are they still doing it? Have you been to a doll? Oh, okay.
They play it. It's just, they don't think they show it because that was the whole kneeling thing.
Right, exactly. They cut that out.
Yeah.
And they stopped showing that and ratings went up. Oh, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Amazing.
So if passed, it would go into effect July 1st. So we'll see. This is what he says.
Failure to meet this contractual obligation constitutes default of the agreement and may subject the team to a prohibition on future contracts and fines paid directly to the state.
Woof. Yeah.
Wow.
So there you go. Hit him in the pocketbook. Is that more coming up?
That's got all kinds of support to pass, too.
Yeah, who doesn't want the national anthem played at a game?
Somebody will be out there complaining about it.
Well, you know what? You brought up a point earlier. Stop folding to the one person who's complaining.
Right.
You know
what? There's always a very vocal minority.
Yeah. If there's a majority of people say play it, then play it. And
right.
You know what? You don't like it, and that's the majority rules, then go watch something else.
Yeah.
Well, it seems everybody looks for something to be offended by. Stop getting offended so easily. Laugh a little. My God.
Yeah, laugh a little.
Please do something, but complain as I sit here and complain.
A bunch of home test kits are supposed to be on their way. It's about 500 million is the number they said, the COVID at-home test kits. They're not sure how many different variants they can test for, though. But they're going to be distributed across the country. Really, they're going to start to arrive this week.
Yeah, you get four per address, I think, is what it is. So if you go to it's covidtests.gov and you fill out the form and you submit it and that's it. They say, it's on its way. And then they'll tell you, I guess they track it. They're getting like Amazon. They'll track it as it's getting sent to you. So you'll have an idea when it shows up. That's pretty cool.
And they know who has a kit and who doesn't.
Yeah, well, at least we're not like that doctor up in Orlando. My God.
This is a story to follow. I think this guy's going to be in a lot of trouble.
Well, in a nutshell, what he did, he's the director of health for Orange County. He sent a scathing email to all of the employees in his department that were not vaccinated and said, you're despicable and you're a disgrace and you need to get vaccinated. And they all said, how did you know we weren't vaccinated? Now they think he either got in touch with somebody in the state level or within the department a little bit higher than him, because they don't think he had access to state records, but they got the state records on these people, his employees, and found out which ones weren't vaccinated.
It's the only way he could find out.
Yeah, so it's a big deal. You can't do that.
It's already become a political fight where they're saying, well, he's just on administrative leave over politics. He's not a DeSantis supporter.
No, he broke the law.
It's got nothing to do with that. If you did this, I mean, forget about losing your job. This guy should be in jail.
Yeah, you know, you're right, because, I mean, you know me. I've been in the hospital a couple of times. You got to sign forms that say that the doctor that, like, operated on me, he could share that information with my personal doctor. They just don't give that stuff out,
doctor to doctor.
They can't. So there's a guy that's, like, he's spying on his employees. Apparently, he's not a very nice man, though. If you got to send somebody an email that says you're pathetic and despicable because you haven't been vaccinated, do you really want to work for somebody like that?
No, especially in that job.
Wow.
They, you know, obviously all the Orlando media departments are asking the Department of Health. They released a statement, a decision to get vaccinated is personal, medical choice, blah, blah, blah. Free of coercion, mandates from employers, laws are broken in this case. But they didn't say specifically why this guy is on leave. That's only coming out in the local media there in Orlando.
Well, I mean, it just, you know, you put two and two together.
Right.
You know, how did he know they weren't vaccinated? And how many, I don't know how many employees, did anybody say how many employees he has at the Department of Health? I would assume there's a lot of people.
It's got to be a lot. It's a huge county.
Yeah. So, and you got all different little, you know, substations around the county that he's in charge of. So it's, you know, it's not nice. See you later, Mr. Dr. Pino, whatever his name is.
And if any other health directors have done this throughout the country, they're going to be shaking right now.
Well,
the state, the governor
caught.
Will make an example of this guy. The state attorney, I shouldn't say governor, the state attorney would prosecute this.
Ashley Moody's going to be all over this guy in a heartbeat.
I mean, you can't have that.
No, you can't. Nope. He's not nice. Oof. Plus, he's just not a nice person after saying that. Wow.
And we had the news for you about the UK. Boris Johnson got before Parliament this morning and said, we will no longer enforce any mask mandates nationwide. That's a big decision.
That's a huge decision. This is from, you know, Britain, I think, was one of the first countries to lock down. Remember in UK, they were like, okay, shut everything down. And then France followed and Italy, and they all kind of fell into form after that. But they just gave Boris Johnson grief because he showed up at a party 2 years ago without a mask on.
Right.
And they were like, you need to step down. And he's like, oh, please. Leave me alone.
Well, it may come to a Supreme Court decision here about mask mandates. They already decided on the vax mandates. But we know, I think, at least two Supreme Court justices, how they follow on this. They're bickering like anybody in your office. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor has been listening to arguments remotely. Why? She won't show up to work.
Why?
Because Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch won't wear a mask. This is amazing.
Let me ask you this. Is there somebody that you know in your office that's just like Sotomayor? You need to wear a mask or I'm leaving. You know there's thousands of people listening right now that go, oh, my God, that's Betty over in accounting. She's just like that.
Everybody's got a COVID Kathy. Or several. Everybody has them. Won't be in the next cubicle next to you because of this. So, but don't you? I always thought wrongly until recently that the Supreme Court justices were like above all this. They're not.
No, they're not.
And they bicker.
So you know that Sotomayor and Gorsuch are not. They're not having lunch together. You know, let's put it. If it is, he's paper bagging in the park, and she's at some restaurant on the other side of town.
They bring her up on Zoom. Ooh. We have your mask on, Neil.
Can you?
No, Sonia.
Can you imagine? And who do they go to? Do they go to the, what's his name? I can't think of the Supreme Court Justice. John, what's his name? The head one. Boy, my mind is mush today.
To Roberts?
Yes,
you know he's
thank
a mask
you.
Guy.
But I mean, she's probably going to him telling, you got to tell Neil to put a mask on. And he's like, can't do it, Sonia. It's against the law.
And in the back, Clarence Thomas is just loving it. You two kids fight it out. I'm going to be over here having my sandwich.
Oh, my God.
It's just great.
Oh, that's incredible.
Such silliness.
Well.
It's good news about the Chinese Olympics, believe it or not.
I think this is great news. You know what? And I think everybody, even though it's not our country, we should cheer them on.
Nah, I'm not watching. I can't support China. Can't do it. Nope.
Yeah, but aren't you supporting the athletes and not China?
Nah.
No, okay. No. All right. Well, I'm going to watch figure skating, and it's not even for an American. Isn't that sad?
We've got that coming up and more next. The East South Florida Morning Show. There's Jen and Bill. Keep it here.